as you know, GCP is a transport layer protocol which provides reliable end-to-end service. GCP has been widely used in current internet with using its congestion control mechanism. However, GCP IP over degraded physical link, which involving high node mobility, is known to fail catastrophically because the main cause of this failure is from GCP's congestion control mechanism. In its GCP's congestion control mechanism, GCP assumes all loss of data is from to the network congestion as in a wired network. Therefore, GCP is reacting. GCP reacts with its congestion control mechanism whenever it loses the data. Let's take a look at how GCP congestion control mechanism works. Basic operation of GCP is stop and wait and positive acknowledgement with retransmission. It means the source sends the data to the destination, and if the destination needs the data, it acknowledges. And if the source doesn't receive if the source doesn't miss any acknowledgement from the receiver, it retransmits. This is the basic operation of the GCP to provide reliable end-to-end data transfer. GCP uses a retransmission waiting timer and congestion window. It means the sender sends the data to destination, and it starts its retransmission waiting timer. But if no acknowledgement from the receiver within the retransmission waiting timer by any reason, it means the data is lost in the middle of network. The sender drops the congestion window by using slow start algorithm. The congestion window size is decreased by half, and it increases the retransmission waiting timer by count algorithm, something like that. And here, usually the retransmission waiting timer is increased by twice. The basic idea of this kind of two mechanism is reduce the data traffic, so to avoid any congestion, any data traffic, to avoid the congestion in the middle of the network. This is the basic idea of the GCP congestion control mechanism. This is one example how GCP may fail in the wireless Ethernet network. In the environment in wireless Ethernet network, the bit error rate is more higher than any in wired network. So any data packet which contains errors can be dropped at the MAC layer, and routing any data packet can be lost in the routing layer because if the routing cannot find the path quickly as the node moves around. In these two cases, data packet may be dropped in the middle of network, so GCP gets timeout by any reason. In that case, GCP increases its retransmission waiting timer, and it drops the congestion window. This causes significantly throughput degradation. So this is the main problem with GCP of wireless Ethernet network. There are several approaches that have been researched to avoid this kind of GCP blowback in wireless Ethernet network. They can be categorized into categories. The first one is you can use any other new transport protocol other than GCP. But this approach has a kind of compatibility problem. These protocols should be compatible with existing GCP applications, something like that. Second approach is to handling the non-congestion errors to avoid the GCP throughput degradation. The last approach is to shield GCP from non-congestion errors. So GCP doesn't know anything about the non-congestion errors error. So TCP doesn't perform unnecessary its congestion control mechanism. In this paper, we focus on the last approaches to shield TCP from non-congestion errors. In this paper, we propose a new routing protocols to avoid TCP's throughput degradation, where it shield TCP from non-congestion errors by quickly find the path from source destination by avoiding this kind of drawback. In this paper, we propose a new routing protocol for added wireless adding network, which is called Signal Power Adaptive Fast Rerouting Protocol. I call it this is as a SPAFA from now on. Basically, SPAFA consists of two phases, which is called route discovery phase and route maintenance phases. During the route discovery phases, it uses multiple disjoint paths. It means this multiple disjoint path provides a kind of way to fast rerouting. And when you found the multiple disjoint path, the most important metric is longer lived path. It means how the path will exist more. So the important metric on this route discovery phase is find the path which is longer lived path. During the route maintenance phase, we employ fast rerouting mechanism. It means rerouting is performed before the path will be broken. This mechanism, the basic of this operation is shield TCP from non-congestion errors. So TCP doesn't do unnecessary TCP congestion control mechanism. So therefore, it increases TCP throughput. Let's take a look at the more details of the routing protocols to improve TCP performance. The SPAFA uses the signal strength is the most important metric in this routing protocols. SPAFA uses the signal strength to make routing decisions between two neighbors. The signal strength should be updated by using this accumulated averaging approaches, which can be found and in many cases, such as TCP, something like that. And TCP defines two threshold values, which is called threshold 1 and threshold 2. So let's define R as a maximum transmission range between two neighbor nodes, node A and node B. So signal strength of this much range, which is defined as of R, is the minimum signal strength, which results in satisfactory data reception between two neighbor nodes. And we define two more threshold values, which is called threshold 1 and threshold 2. Threshold 1 is defined as a signal strength as much as of this much distance. And signal strength, threshold 2 is defined as signal strength of this much distance. So we define two variables, which is called alpha and beta. So alpha is defined from alpha and beta is defined as a distance value. So alpha is something like that, this much, and beta is this much, and signal strength is defined of signal strength. Threshold one is defined as a signal strength of I minus alpha range at this much, and threshold two is defined of signal strength of I minus beta range, which is defined as much this. So this SPAFA used two signal strengths and two threshold values for routing decisions. SPAFA defines two or three classes for the routing mechanism. It defines the link class. In this example, there is a path from source A to destination D. This path consists of three different links. It means link A and B, and link B and C, and link C and D. The link class is defined as follows. if the signal strength between two neighbor nodes is greater than threshold 1 defined in the last previous slide, if the signal strength between two neighbor nodes is greater than threshold 1, the link class between node A and B is defined as 1. The link class is defined as 2 if the signal strength between two neighbor nodes is between threshold 2 and threshold 1. And lastly, the link class is defined 3 if the signal strength between two neighbor nodes is between S of R and threshold 2. So SPAFA also defines log class. Log class is defined of the maximum link class of all the intermediate links. In this case, this path consists of three intermediate links. So each intermediate link class is 1 and 2 and 3, and therefore the log class of this whole path is as a 3. So we also define a relative direction of each link. It means based on the history of the accumulated signal strength, we can define the relative direction. It means plus means it's getting away, minus means getting closer. So if the link class is plus 1, these two nodes is getting away right now, but the link class still belongs to 1. If the link class is plus 2, these two links are getting away and moving away, but the link class is still belongs to the two. So during the log discovery protocol, as I told you, it finds multiple disjoint paths. Let's say source A is source and destination is H. If the source wants to find the path from source A to H, it finds a multiple disjoint path. In this example, there are three different paths here. When it found the path, all the paths has the information of each intermediate link class and all the log paths. In this case, let's take the example. One of the paths is from A, B, E, H, and this path has all the information about each intermediate link class. It means the link class of the A and B is plus 2. It means the signal strength between two neighbor nodes is between S of R and, no, threshold 1 and threshold 2, and these two neighbor nodes are getting away. Likewise, all the paths has all the information of all the intermediate links. If you take a look at the example of the routing table of the source A after find the path, it has three different disjoint paths, and the route class is first route class is plus 1, plus 2, minus 3. And it has all the intermediate link classes and all the information of the link class. After it found the path, all the multiple disjoint paths, it select any log class which is stronger. Stronger means plus 1 is defined more stronger than plus 2, plus 2 is more stronger than and plus 3 or minus 3 because plus 1 1 means it's much closer than 2, 2 is much closer than 3. So we select any path which has the most strong log class. And when the multiple paths have the same log class, minus takes precedence of plus because minus is getting closer, plus is getting away. So we select a path which has a stronger log class and minus instead of plus. But when you select a path, we exclude any path which has a log class plus 3. It means plus 3 is any path which has a log class plus 3 is maybe unavailable soon. After we found the path, all the paths should be maintained properly. So during this route maintenance phase, we use two routing mechanism, which is called pre-rerouting and rerouting phases. The purpose of pre-rerouting phase is notify the sender node, okay, this is time to prepare rerouting. The purpose of the rerouting phase is to notify to the sender node, okay, this is time to actually reroute itself. So these two threshold values can be used for route maintenance protocols. Threshold 1 is used for pre-rerouting phase. Threshold 2 value is used for rerouting phase. Let's take a look at how these two threshold values are used for route maintenance. Okay, let's say this path is currently used for data transfer right now. As node E moves away, the signal strength between two nodes is belong to the threshold 1 and threshold 2. It means link class between B and E is belong to the plus 2. This intermediate node B notifies the sender node A. Okay, this is time to be prepare the rerouting. If the sender node received any notification from the intermediate node, we prepare the rerouting by find the alternate path. If the source has any alternate path, it doesn't have to do anything further. But if it does not have any alternate path, it proceeds the route discovery mechanism. During the rerouting phase, okay, let's say this node B moves away and the signal strength between two neighbor nodes belong to the S of R and threshold 2. This intermediate node notifies the sender node, okay, this is time to actually reroute. So after this source node gets a notification from the intermediate node, it reroutes itself right now. But this path is not broken yet because this intermediate is still alive. So rerouting is performed before this path is broken. So as you expect, if the path is broken, so all the intermediate nodes should notify the sender node. This path is broken, so every routing table should be updated. Okay, so based on this routing algorithm, the simulation is performed to compare the our SPARPA and any other routing protocol to compare the TCP's performance. In this simulation, network is modeled as such as follows. We considered 30 mobile nodes in the 100 by 100 terrain. And the maximum transmission power range as defined R is assumed to be 30 meters between two neighbor nodes. And node is initially fixed randomly within this 100 by 100 fixed terrain. And each node moves randomly. Each node moves random direction in arbitrary manner. So each node moves to the random direction. After reaching to the random destination, it stays 3 seconds and then moves again to the random direction. So each node moves around continuously until end of the simulation. First simulation result is defined group foot. Group foot is defined as the ratio of the number of correctly transferred packets to the total number of packets transferred from the source. So this graph shows how routing protocol quickly change the route path and find the alternate path to the dynamic network topologies. This simulation is running over UDP, over IP, over any routing protocol, over any back layers. It means no retransmission is involved in this case. Whenever the data is lost in the middle of network, no retransmission is required on this simulation. The dotted, as you see, the dotted line is our protocol, SPAFA. SPAFA is showing a much higher throughput than any other protocols because SPAFA employs fast rerouting. It means the rerouting is done before the path is broken. So it provides a more throughput than any other routing protocols. Here, another simulation shows the TCP throughput. TCP throughput is defined as an actual data rate in terms of kbps, transport from source to destination. In this case, the FTP application is running over TCP, over IP, over any, with these all routing protocols in ad-hoc network. As you see, the dotted line is the SPAFA in our routing protocols. It shows much higher throughput than any other routing protocols. Here. As the conclusion of this paper, SPAFA improved TCP performance because SPAFA employs two components, which is called route discovery phase and route maintenance phase. During the route discovery phase, it uses multiple disjoint paths. This multiple disjoint path provides a way to fast rerouting. And when you find the multiple disjoint path, it finds a longer lived path. This longer lived path results in less route maintenance. And this route maintenance provides a way to the fast rerouting. The SPAFA also employs fast rerouting. It means fast rerouting means it performs rerouting before the path is broken. It results in fewer data flow disruption than any other protocol. So that's why TCP is shielded more non-congestion protocol due to the high node mobility. That's why SPAFA improved TCP performance.